This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Russian President Vladimir Putin spoke to Prime Minister Modi yesterday and strongly condemned the terror attack in Pahalgam in India. During the telephonic conversation, Mr. Putin conveyed his deepest condolences on the loss of innocent lives and expressed full support to India in the fight against terrorism. He emphasized that the perpetrators of the heinous attack and their supporters must be brought to justice. In a social media post, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said, both the leaders reiterated their commitment to further deepen the special and privileged strategic partnership between the two countries. Prime Minister Modi conveyed greetings to President Putin on the celebration of the 80th anniversary of Victory Day and invited him for the annual summit to be held in India later this year. India and Japan have condemned terrorism in all its forms and reaffirmed their commitment towards strengthening the bilateral relations and contributing towards regional peace. The two nations reviewed the defense and security pillars of the India-Japan Special Strategic and Global Partnership during the bilateral meeting held between Defense Minister Rajnath Singh and his Japanese counterpart General Nakatani in New Delhi yesterday.
I would like to thank the government of Japan for their strong expression of solidarity with India in the wake of the Pahalgam terrorist attack. Excellency, I take this opportunity to compliment you for your immense contribution in deepening of the Indo-Japan defense relations.
Mr. Singh condemned Pakistan's state policy of cross-border terrorism against India, perpetrated through the state and non-state actors. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar met Speaker of the House of Representatives of Japan, Fukushiro Nukaga, in New Delhi yesterday, along with his parliamentary colleagues and business delegation. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said he thanked Mr. Nukaga for the expression of solidarity and support on the Pahalgam terrorist attack. He appreciated his leadership in developing this natural relationship between India and Japan. Indian Navy and Defence Research and Development Organisation have successfully undertaken combat firing of the indigenously designed and developed multi-influence ground mine, MIGM. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has complimented DRDO, Indian Navy and the industry on this achievement. He said that the system would further enhance undersea warfare capabilities of the Indian Navy. MIGM system is an advanced underwater naval mine and it is designed to enhance the Indian Navy's capabilities against modern stealth ships and submarines. The Union Home Ministry has asked the states and union territories to conduct mock drills tomorrow to evaluate civil defense preparedness. The ministry has decided to organize civil defense exercise and rehearsal across 244 categorized civil defense districts of the country. The conduct of the exercise is planned up to the village level. The primary objective is to assess the effectiveness of air raid warning systems, operationalization of hotline or radio communication links with the Indian Air Force, as well as to test the functionality of control rooms. The exercise also includes training of civilians and students on the civil defense aspects to protect themselves in the event of hostile attack. Besides, the provision of crash blackout measures, provision for early camouflaging of vital installations and update of the evacuation plan and its rehearsal are also included in the mock drill. The IPL cricket match between Delhi Capitals and Sunrisers Hyderabad was abandoned due to heavy rain at the innings break in Hyderabad last night. Both teams received 1 point, but Sunrisers Hyderabad was officially knocked out of play contention while Delhi Capitals stayed fifth. Earlier put into bat first, Delhi Capitals scored 133 for 7 in 20 overs, with Hyderabad's captain Pat Cummins taking 3 wickets. Today, host Mumbai Indians will face Gujarat Titans at Wankhede Stadium at 7:30 p.m. Indian time. And in Khelo India Youth Games, Karnataka team surged to the top of the charts with 4 of the 7 gold medals on offer in the Bihar Institute of Public Administration and Rural Development swimming pool in Gaya. And that is the end of this news bulletin.